Hey everyone, welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
Rob.
And I'm Raspy Scott. I was going to screw up and say the wrong word for a second, and that was going to fuck me over.
Now, was the wrong word going to be rappy or rapey, Scott?
Oh, rapey. It was going to be rapey, weird. Scott.
I'll point out that you don't sound that different now. I think you're, you know...
Maybe when I start talking.
Give him an hour. Give me a whole TV show or movie to talk about.
Right.
He'll be fine.
No, that's what I was going to say. I'll give you
plenty of time.
We're going to do 30 minutes on Pitch Perfect 2 or whatever the fuck you're going to do.
It was funny when you didn't know.
I've never seen Pitch Perfect 2, so I could potentially do that in the future, but that's not today's plan.
I don't know.
That ain't what we're doing today.
Or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, it'd be Pitch Black 2. But it wasn't even Pitch Black 2. It was, oh my God.
The black
pitch black too, even blacker. Now Riddick can see in fucking
stereoscopic
with his
3D.
Eyes closed.
Black
with his eyes closed. No,
what's blacker than black? My soul.
So we got a lot of shit to talk about. Let's just get right to it. So I'm gonna tell you about a movie today.
Yeah.
Mass Effect Andromeda trailer came out last week. We're gonna get to that. I have a huge raging boner from space that's even larger than it was before. So
Galaxy Quest.
Stargate is a movie about a water portal.
Yes. Water portal puddle time.
So in Stargate, there's this Egyptologist dude who I'm not even gonna fucking try with names today. He's got a name, but I don't remember it. But he's played by James Spader. The same guy who plays Ultron? Yes? No?
Yes, you are correct.
Yes. So he plays Ultron, he plays this guy. He's an Egyptologist.
Also the Robert California from the final seasons of The Office.
Oh shit.
Red Reddington on the blacklist.
And I think maybe I might be wrong about this. We'll think he was the guy in the weird movie Secretary with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
He spanked her a lot.
What was her what was the fucking name again?
James Spader, yeah. So he is
Boston
an Egyptologist linguist, and all of a sudden the government's like, hey, we got some Egypt shit that we want you to study. And
he's not just an Egyptologist. He's sort of an outcast because he has a certain belief.
Yeah, I don't remember what that belief is. So.
In aliens.
Okay, he believes in aliens. So we get to this U.S. Army base, and things get like progressively more and more top secret as they get in there, and he's like, what the fuck's going on? They're like, well, NDA. Here's an non-disclosure agreement. Please sign it and don't tell fucking anybody about this.
We found a circle with stuff on it.
Yep. So
you do good things with circles, we hear.
So they get into this room and they find this big circle with stuff on it. And I don't know if they find out about it now. They might. But the circles or the stuff on the circle represents stars and solar systems and basically just astronomy. So it is a star circle, if you will. Now, Mr. Spader is able to successfully figure out what the fuck is the next symbol, because they had figured out, like, everything up until then. He comes through, and it's like, yes, it's this, that, the other thing, yes. And opens
he
the
discovers
thing.
That they're constellations.
He discovered that they're constellations. Okay.
Yeah, he noticed that they were constellations.
Okay.
I was going to say the Konami code, but your joke is actually
accurate.
Which
was definitely not up and down.
When combined together, they're different coordinates based on... Yeah, I watched a lot of
Stargate. We watched a lot of Stargate. Yeah, he watched a lot of Stargate. I've seen some Stargate. I think I'm going to start rewatching Stargate. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
They've actually found the ring, like, in 1938, but
they didn't know how to open it.
They didn't know what to do.
All I know is Hawkman from Smallville was in Stargate Atlantis, I think.
Yeah, we're not in Atlantis anywhere near that yet, so we'll get to that, though. Maybe not in this conversation, but we'll see. So Mr. Spader figures out the constellations. He figures out the next thing. The Stargate opens, and it looks like a water pool that you'd walk into.
Dr. Daniel Jackson.
Mr. Jackson. Dan Jackson.
I am for real?
Dan Jackson.
Yes. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologized a trillion times.
Dr. Jackson.
Woo. So
I am for
Dr.
Heels.
Jackson, who I am for real, walks with some army dudes, including, it wasn't Dennis Quaid.
Nope.
You know who it was?
Kurt Russell.
It was Kurt
Russell.
I just
saw it on the DMBs.
Escape from New York, escape from LA, escape from fucking an alien planet. Guess what? They go to an alien planet.
Yep. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Stargate went on to have like a fairly successful like a 9-season run of a television show.
I guess I'd call that successful.
Yeah, fairly successful, I'd say.
A couple of
straight to DVD movies too.
Sorry,
like four, I think.
That was SG-1. I think it did have like four movies, and then it had the spinoff from SG-1.
You had Atlantis,
Stargate Atlantis.
Then you had,
and then the spinoff from that, which was Stargate Universe.
Yep.
And then I think it's still lingering in some people's minds. Like, you need to do more.
They think they'll probably bring something back. We'll see.
I think they've put out a few movies here and there the past few years too, like post SG-1 ending, but whatever. But
fun fact, Kurt Russell said no.
Yeah.
So after the first movie, he went no.
After the first movie, he's done, but. So Kurt Russell is an army guy, and he's, I forget, a little fucked up maybe from like his losing son, a kid or something.
His son shot himself with his own gun. Yeah. He was like 8. Yeah. It was a mistake.
So. He's a little sad boy.
Sad. Real sad. It's sad a whole man. Fucking thing that they like show you in the movie that sad you're just like, oh, you could have just like a little exposition would have been fine. Jesus.
Now I'm going to quickly divulge, what we're watching. We're watching, someone play Ark Survival Evolved. And I'm sorry, but the frame rates keep dropping so horribly on this video game. I don't even know if it's watchable at this point, but. That could be just me.
I thought I remembered his name. Yeah, it's terrible. We're going to change
it. It's really bad.
I thought I could remember his name, and I did, because it's such a fucking bullshit, like, generic Johnny Appleseed name.
Jim America.
Jack O'Neill. Colonel Jack O'Neill. Fucking.
Yep.
Come on. Yep.
Jack
John Doe.
Yeah, exactly. Dick's Sporting Goods. Richard's Sporting Apparel. So. God. They go through this portal and they come out to this planet and they're in the middle of like a gigantic fucking pyramid. So they kind of wander around. They find some tribe of people mining this weird, mineral. And the thing is, when I say people, I mean real people, like human beings. People. Yeah, people.
Humans.
On another planet. Humans. You find out that kind of like people have been worshiping at this pyramid, I think. But then like a group stays behind at the pyramid to protect the Stargate, keep that, you know, available so they can get into it. And then a group goes to follow these humans to their village. I believe, Mr. Spader is in with the guy who's to go to the village. And so is Kurt. Or is Kurt back at the, no, Kurt's
Kurt
back
stays
at the
with the Jackie O'Neill stays at the ring.
Mr. O'Neill stays back at the ring.
At the anal.
The anal probe.
Yeah, the sphincter.
Yeah.
They're at the sphincter. Yeah. The water sphincter. The
water sphincter, yes.
And then.
The enema.
Spadey goes down to.
I want to follow these people and learn.
He wants to go learn.
Yeah.
And this is actually, so here's the problem. And this is, I'm trying out this Stargate nerd a little here, but when they get through the gate, they realize that on the other side of the gate, the symbols, Connor, they're fucking different.
Yeah.
That's why Spadey goes down with the people to see if he can learn
what
the fucking symbols are.
You got it. Because different constellations where they are.
Different constellations. He ends up finding some shit and blah, blah, blah. And
we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
So Spadey meets this chick, I think, and she's pretty good looking. And the guys who are at the pyramid are just the pyramid. They're like, this is a fucking pyramid. We're in the middle of space. This is crazy.
What are you talking about?
So Spadey finds out that apparently there's this king, pharaoh, weird, semi-god dude.
Ra.
Now, Ra is a different alien species.
Wait, I have a question.
Ra, yes. What?
Yeah. So, he's an Egyptian professor and he just found out about Ra?
Well, there's been signs. No, but these people who presumably live on another planet worship the Egyptian god Ra. Which
I think that'd be a little fucking suspect if you went to a planet and you're like, who's your deity? And they were like, Zeus, of course. And you were like, wow, what?
Right.
He comes and visits you regularly? And they're like, yeah, totally, man.
So you're saying to a goose and fuck people?
No.
So Ra is their deity, their god, and he starts to piece it together that. We're gonna get to more about the Ra stuff, I think, in a little bit.
Because you said he was a different alien, and I'm gonna fight you on that.
Whatever.
Different kind of alien. He's not. He is, but he's not. It's interesting.
So they. In the village, Spader, doctor, whatever the fuck his name is, finds Jackson. Jackson? Jackson.
Yeah.
They find
Dr.
like
Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. I'm for real. Now I recall singing that 2 minutes ago. So they find this like secret chamber, I think, or like back like temple chamber or something like that.
He finds the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, basically the Rosetta
Stargates,
Stone.
And
finds a whole bunch of like constellation pieces to put on the Stargate, except the last symbol. The last symbol is like crossed out or etched out or some wacky ass shit like that. So he can't figure out the 100% way home, so he sticks around and tries to talk to some more people to figure out what he can do. Mm-hmm. Now, Ra shows up And he lands in his spaceship, like, on the pyramid as if it's some kind of landing platform.
It's a big fucking
platform.
Pyramid spaceship.
You got it. It encapsulates the original pyramid.
The pyramids are fucking landing
He
pads.
Sends his alien friends out to kill or capture all... Kill all of the human beings who are there. The
yeah,
Marines,
they know those people are there.
Say.
They're like, no, fuck you.
Including Kurt Russell, American Man. America Man.
Yeah.
Captain America, World Police.
Yep.
So Captain America is put into a regeneration chamber and like comes back to life.
Yeah.
And you're like, and Ra is like, haha, you've got your way back to, my way back to Earth. I'm so happy. And he's like, what? And you soon find out, I don't remember how, I'm butchering this movie completely right now.
No, you're doing okay.
That Ra was originally, he went through the Stargates, him and his race of, aliens.
So here's what I'll clear it up real
sure.
quick. Ra is a human.
Okay.
All of the, like, the evil deities, all the deities in this universe are human. But, there is a symbiote attached to them.
Oh shit, what are they called? They got the weird ass, like, stamp on their head.
Yeah, I forget the fucking, no, those are the ones who grow the tiny symbiotes. Like, okay.
So they grow the symbiotes.
They grow the symbiotes. And then we get that from the TV show, not so much from the movie.
Yeah.
But the thing that lives inside Ra and keeps him alive and blah, blah, blah is a fucking worm creature.
Basically,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the sarcophagus
read,
is the,
if
is
you've
the thing,
ever
yeah.
read the, is it Animorphs? Yeah, I'm thinking about Animorphs. There's little symbiotes living all those people, like the enemies in Animorphs.
They're called Yurks.
Yeah, It's been a long time since I've read any Animorphs, except for the ones who are like, I'm fucking high as shit, now I'm turning into a dog. Those memes online. they're basically like similar to those symbiotes in which they take over the host more or less, even though the host
is apparently
human.
I remember the name of the race that like, that keeps the symbiotes and grows them, but I remember the name of the asshole on the TV show, Teal'c.
You have an iPhone. I'm sure you're going to figure it out.
Teal'c.
Teal'c.
Anyway.
So you find out that Ra, this symbiote, is living this human being, came from, or like, has been to Earth. They went through the Stargate originally, and, you know, they found human beings there, and they turned them into this perfect slave workforce, hence the pyramids.
Yep.
Aliens. So, Ra's like, this is great. These humans are amazing. I'm going to take a whole shitload of them and bring them to this planet here so they can mine all that shit for me. And he does. The human beings on Earth, though, are like, yo, fuck this guy. He's a mean dickhole, and so are all his friends. So what they do is they fight and kill all the guys that Ra had left behind on Earth to like defend the Stargate pyramid, whatever the fuck.
Right.
And then after everybody's dead, they bury the Stargate under sand.
Right.
So if you try to teleport in, there's just gonna be fucking sand everywhere.
I remember
Rob, you freaked out a little bit, so.
No, I just looked it up. I remember the name of the symbiote people. The Goa'uld.
Oh, God.
The Goa'uld.
The Goa'uld. Goa'uld. Yeah, whatever.
I remember now, like, in the TV series, there was so many fucking, like, other aliens
after
that.
Yeah, exactly.
The Goa'uld.
I remember they were, like, the big antagonists for, like, a lot
long
of the TV
time,
series.
Yeah.
Until, like, season 7 or 8, and they're like,
then
we're all
super
friends.
God.
We're all friends now.
Because they're super murder.
So, Ra's like, haha, now you've got my way back. Haha, I've got my way back to Earth now. I'm gonna go back there and enslave all of you people. Haha. And they're like, but no.
If you have to imagine, like, the world blew up. It was millions of people now. Billions of people now.
Now, have you ever seen the movie at, The Lost City of Atlantis by Disney? It was an animated movie.
Yeah,
animated movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a wonderful movie. Yeah. He basically pulls the main character Milo from that, Spader. He decides to rally all of the indigenous people together to overthrow their lords. Yep. In Atlantis, it was more rally the people together to defend their city because they're like, fucking technology, we used to have it, but fuck that. These people definitely don't have any technology.
They very quickly believe him that he's not a god. Very quickly.
Oh,
like,
very quickly.
Wow, he just fucking like spun on that hard. Your belief system just...
Yeah, he just ruined it. So, I forget exactly. I think it was the girl, Shaza, or whatever the fuck her name is. She, she was able to work with Spader to convince her people to fight back.
Yep.
They fight back. They attack. There's a really big battle scene at the end. You know, Jack O'Neill, American Man.
America.
Captain America, World Policeman, breaks free and he's like, fuck you guys. And they fight. And I forget 100% how it ends, but they brought a nuke with them from Earth. And, you know, I remember Spader being like, no, don't bring a nuke. Are you crazy? And they're like, fuck you. We're going to bring a nuke. We're going to a planet.
Yeah.
We got to bring a nuke. Come on. You got to want to detonate a nuke in space, right? You've never done that before? I've never done that before. We got to detonate a nuke in space.
Right. They bury it. Daniel Jackson stays, and they bury the gate. That's how that movie ends.
I was going to get to that. But they fight.
Yeah, no,
they
sorry.
Fight,
I said you didn't remember how it ends.
They detonate the nuke inside the pyramid spaceship, and Rod dies. And Daniel Jackson buries the shit.
Yeah.
And Kurt Russell goes back to Earth. And then Kurt Russell transforms into a guy
a completely different man.
Who doesn't look like Kurt Russell, but arguably plays that character a shitload better than Kurt Russell, because kind of he took it over for 9 seasons of a TV show instead
his name was, for those of you who remember 80s movie or 80s television, Richard Dean Anderson was Jack O'Neill. It was,
guys like having Dean in the middle of their name, like
that guy.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Yo, I remember his face vividly. And I'm gonna get to know it again soon too by watching that series all over again.
So bad.
I've actually never 100% finished Stargate SG-1, so I want to do that.
No?
Atlantis, on the other hand, I watched the shit out of that because that for a reason was okay.
I went straight through.
Because
all
of it. I had caught episodes of SG-1 every now and then and was like, this is cool. And then I caught I got home from school eventually and was like, unemployed, and Atlantis was on TV, so I was like, I'm gonna fucking watch this. This is rules. And then Universe was coming out, because I was on the last season of Atlantis, and I was like, I'm not that invested yet. And now I really want to watch it all.
Reading the wiki here has reminded me of all of the great names from this television show. Like, for instance, I have found the Goa'uld. I have found Teal'c's species name.
Teal'c!
Jaffa.
Oh, the Jaffa. That's
the
right.
Jaffa.
The Jaffa.
Such a fucking ridiculous show.
Somebody asked me today, they're like, yeah, a priest, and whatever the priest equivalent of a Muslim person would be, and I was like, an imam?
An imam?
I remember, because I talked about this for an hour yesterday.
Yeah. The other interesting fact about that fucking show is, I think its first 2 or 3 seasons were actually on Showtime. And
when sci-fi took it over?
Yeah, the first 2 episodes are actually a movie called Stargate City of Gods. And it was on Showtime. That's where you gotta start. Like, if you go to the Netflix thing, that's, the first 2 episodes are that movie. And there's some fucking full frontal nudity in that goddamn thing.
Oh, uh-huh,
shit. Like, male or female.
There's some boobies and some vaggies. Just blank right there.
Probably some dick.
No, there's no dick. Nobody's hanging dong.
All right. Well,
I mean, there's probably plenty of people hanging dong, but not for you.
Someone was hanging dong in the backgrounds of that movie.
She's naked. Like, fuck it.
Ha ha. I am Ra. Ha ha.
Just Ra's helicopter dick.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, ha ha. I'm going to blow up your planet. Ha ha. Look at my dick. And then Meat Spin song goes on the background. They're like, how do you know this? We buried that in the pre-BC 2000 or whatever the fuck BC. I don't remember.
Worm people.
Yep. Worm people. Goa'uld.
Goa'uld.
Teal'c.
Goa'uld.
Quaaludes. It's like G apostrophe O-A-L-D. Yeah. It's like Goa'uld. Okay.
You describe Quaaludes.
Jaffa.
Quaaludes.
Jaffa.
All right. Scott.
And the villain from Aladdin.
Jafar.
Jaffa.
Is that Jafar? Shit.
She.
Aladdin. Jaffa. Aladdin 1. Well, sorry. Aladdin 1, what the fuck am I talking about? Aladdin makes a lot of
Aladdin.
Makes a lot of sense. Aladdin 2, The Return of Jafar, is okay because it uses the same characters and has Jafar in it again as an evil genie, because you're like, oh, he was an evil genie at the end of the first movie. Fucking nice. Awesome. I know what's going on
right
now.
Then you get to Aladdin 3.
Then you get to Aladdin 3, and it's like his dad is like the Prince of Thieves.
He's Alibaba.
Yeah, he's Alibaba, and like they're trying to steal the hand of Midas, which whatever it touches will turn to gold. Because apparently King Midas had like a magical
hand
on a stick that he would just like poke stick shit hand. And it would
it
turn to gold.
It was basically an ice cream pop.
That's an interesting
way to take
that.
It was like an ice cream pop
mythology.
That he would just like poke.
I appreciate
that. Made, it was.
I don't know if he would poke or if he would gently caress things like a paintbrush.
Yeah. Aladdin the Prince of Thieves was a really good movie, but it.
Really good?
Really good when I was like 8 years old. Hell
sure,
yeah, it was.
You're right. Okay. You
was
right.
Fucking awesome. Because I was like, oh, this is like not Jafar and it's still really fucking weird and cool.
I missed the animated
Speaking of really weird and cool, the new Mummy trailer came out yesterday with Tom Cruise.
What? Was it Mummy 800?
You mean
Tom
Mission Impossible
Cruise?
6? It's just magic this time?
Yeah.
Did you just say Tom Scientologist Cruise?
So Tom, I'm not even going to put it in quotation marks because he's like a known Scientologist. Tom, the Scientologist Cruise, whose ex-wife is really attractive.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes or Nicole Kidman.
Katie Holmes from Tom. She's more around my... Yeah, I mean, she's old, though. So, I mean, like, Katie Holmes is more, like, around the area. Anyway, I'm going to continue talking now. So... He's in the new Mummy trailer, and it's, like, serious, as opposed to Brendan Fraser being, like, yelling at a fucking mummy. It's like Tom Cruise being, like,
still be that.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
I really hope Brendan Fraser's in that movie as, like, a cameo role. Like, hey, guys, what's up?
Well, you know who Russell Crowe's playing, right?
Brendan Fraser?
No. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
All right.
Scott, what did you do last week?
I'm sorry, I just killed the momentum of that.
You didn't kill it. Whoever fucking made that movie just broke my soul and spirit. Please, tell me what you did last week.
At least he didn't say Hugh Jackman.
Huge Jackman.
Huge Jackman.
Huge Jack Pac-Man. Fuck it.
Fuck man.
You mean Joel from The Last of Us, which comes out in...
We're going to talk about that a little bit.
No, The Last of Us movie.
Oh.
Because basically that's what the Wolverine movie is. I play Pokemon. I play Pokemon a little bit. And then, my life has been, I fought the Ultra Beasts. They're kind of dumb as fuck because you have to catch them all rather than you can kill occasionally some things that you don't care about. Like that's, like when things start annoying you.
When you say Ultra Beast, you talking like the legendary stuff? Like...
The weird, like, things that are coming through the portals.
Okay.
You'll find out about it later in your game.
I will, apparently.
They come through portals. They're from extra dimensions. They're somehow Pokemon, but they're also not Pokemon because they're from an extra dimension. I don't know. Fuck it. You were talking about Stargate. This is basically they come through a Stargate.
That's what it sounds like. So why would they not be Pokemon?
Wateranus.
Or they come
whatever.
Through not even Stargate. They come through more boom tubes. Do you get that?
Yeah, of course I get that. I'm just trying to think like
Do you get that, Connor?
Do you get that?
Do you get that?
Do you get that?
No, I have no idea. I don't give a shit.
A boom tube in DC is like a temporary portal. Basically, it's a circular portal. You just walk through it and it disappears.
The reason it's called a boom tube is because you hear thunder beforehand. And
it literally makes a thunderclap when it comes into existence.
It's not thunder. It's a clap.
Yeah. So anyway.
Same general sounds.
So you're fighting some fucking roided out assholes. Okay.
And then I got bored with Pokemon for a little bit. And then Final Fantasy came back out. And my life's been absorbed by Final Fantasy in the best way possible. I've been running around doing everything that you can do in Final Fantasy. I'm currently level 45. I am towards... the end of the main story at about like 30, 40 hours in.
Cool.
But I've been fucking around a lot, doing a lot of side missions. Takes some getting used to because, you have one fucking attack button, one fucking defense button, and then, you get varied weapons, you have to craft spells rather than having them specifically slotted to things and gain them over time.
Now does this take away from the game for you or does it? Is it just a different and cooler way to play it?
Some stuff takes away from the game for me.
Okay.
Because
I'm sure you're used to playing a lot of older Final Fantasy titles where all the stuff you just mentioned
is totally
different.
Not just Final Fantasy title, any RPG.
Or JRPG?
And any RPG that has a legitimate spell system.
Okay.
Where, like, you don't... They simplified all the items so you have like maybe four items that you need in the game to do anything. Like there's potion, high potion, elixir, and then Phoenix Down.
Wait, did you say high potion? Sorry.
You've done better jokes.
I want my fucking soundboard right now.
And then you have to craft the spells. So like you have to craft fire, you have to craft the fire spell, the ice spell, the thunder spell. You can occasionally mix in items into them so that you can get the, like, separations, like stop and cure and slow and gravity.
Okay.
Those are all still in the game, but you can't have those actual spells for some reason because fuck you. That's why.
That's a horrible reason.
Yeah.
Cause fuck you. That's why.
There's one attack button, which is basically you hold circle and they'll just keep attacking. You hold down square to defend. but you can do, but there's a good teamwork dynamic between the other three members of your party. Okay. So like, if you fall down, they'll come pick you up and help you out. You'll do team attacks. You'll do a bunch of like cool things that will mix up. And that's a fun little interaction. I don't know why you can spend 10 years on a game and still have the camera be awful or have lock on not work. You have to literally hold down, on PS4, it's R1. You have to hold down R1 the entire time you want to fight something or like focus on an enemy, and it won't like.
Otherwise, you're just like free focusing and like running around, like, because the camera sucks as well.
And
I'm
you're
imagining.
Going against hordes of like 10 guys occasionally, or 10 like monsters, and I'm just like, no, I want to focus on one thing, kill that one thing, move on to the next thing, and continue killing in order, because that would work.
Yeah. Sounds like it would work.
But there's the story. I don't know how it's possible. It's more incomprehensible than Final Fantasy 13. No, Final Fantasy 13 had a good story. 12 had a good story. 10 was confusing to me. 9 was confusing to me.
8?
8. It's probably as confusing as 7. Like the first half of 7.
If you ever listen to Starbomb, which is Aaron and Daniel and
Ego Raptor.
Yes. It's Ego Raptor and Ninja Sex Party, guys.
Final Fantasy VII Explained.
Yes, you got it. There's two songs they play. It's the simple plot of Final Fantasy VII and the simple plot of Metal Gear Solid.
The
and
simple plot of Final Fantasy VII is hilarious.
They're both hilarious because they're just like,
because it's set to slow jam.
Both of them have horrible things, and it's like, with this is Q-Bert, and he's like, I shoot things, and this is Burger Time. This is the chef from Burger Time. I flip into burgers. This is Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
Sit down,
I got a
boy.
Simple plot. Sit down, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you all about it right here.
What the fuck? Shut the fuck up, Q-Bert. I'm not done talking. I love that song.
It's so good.
But there's a lot of very good things counteracted by a lot of why the fuck would you do this in a game thing?
Okay.
And like, so like, I was, minor-ish spoilers. So like, I was playing today, and like, you can wander out at night, but you shouldn't. They won't let you drive or do anything at night, but they'll randomly summon monsters.
I'm running up by police officers being like, give me your keys, I can't drive tonight, okay, boys?
It's like, go camping, go
fuck. Oh, come on, cops!
Yeah. Also, the XP system's kind of fuckity, because, which I kind of like. Basically, now you don't get your XP until you rest for the day or rest for the night. So, like, you can bank XP and then just have one massive level burst, which is fun, but also very confusing if you're in a scenario.
Cool.
So, like, in the early part of the game, I was telling you at work, I ran into, like, 5 level 4 things. And this was back when I was probably, like, level 10 or 11. And then, like, inside the crowd was like a level 32, and I immediately noped out of that fucking scenario because I was just like, I'm gonna get murdered, I'm level 11. And the same thing happened to me today, and it's one of my favorite moments in the game, possibly.
Cool.
But basically, I was sent on this mission. It's just like, there are earthquakes in this area, go find out what the fuck's happening. Something the fuck happens, and like,
it's a gigantic monster, and you gotta fucking kill it.
Fuck it. I'm just gonna spoil it. Spoilers.
Don't
for
do
the
it. Don't do it.
Spoilers.
Don't do
for
it.
The
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Game's only like a week old. Don't do it.
Yes.
Was I close?
You are close.
Cool.
You have no scale of what the fuck happened.
Is it like the boss battle that I saw them do one of the times?
No, but I did that today, too.
Oh, cool.
I fought the Leviathan, who's like one of the summons, and she's a full-on cunt.
Rob, there's a boss battle that Square, right? Square does Final Fantasy. Square posted, like during one of like E3 or whatever the fuck.
Right.
And it is like, the monster takes up the majority of the screen and is like, it's fucking enormous. It's
Wait,
just
giant
gigantic.
Sea serpent?
It was a giant sea serpent. It was like a giant stone statue monster thing. I don't even know how to describe
it. Wait, did they spoil the thing that I was? No, they didn't. No, I fought one of the summons today called Leviathan. And basically I became God during this fight, and I started like just shooting magic weapons at its face and floating around in the air. and chasing it through like a giant tidal wave, which was really cool for like the entire period that it happened. And then, the summons are also unbelievably awesome to watch.
Cool.
There's Titan, Leviathan, and, Ramu, who I've gotten so far. And basically, Ramu, just imagine like Rob in a giant purplish wizard cloak.
Please don't do that. Please don't imagine that.
What the fuck is this? Oh, that's Titan. That's the first summon, that you go against.
Okay.
Very, very big.
Yeah.
It's big.
Very, very
big. He's got big.
Yeah. He's a giant summon. But Ramu is like the lightning summon.
Okay.
And basically the one attack that he does, summons randomly pop up. You can't just summon them at any time you want. They usually come like if you're low on health or if your battle's been dragging on for more than 5 minutes for some reason.
Okay.
Or if, a lot of people are downed in your party.
So like circumstances where you'd want to use one.
Yeah. But basically like Ramu pops up. He has this giant lightning bolt shaped staff that he just slams on the ground. And basically if the table was like the playing field that like your visible range of the game, imagine like a, what would you say? Like this table is like 5x6 or 5x3, 5x2,
5x2, 5x3,
5x2. So imagine this. Basically, he throws the lightning bolt. This all turns to ash.
Nice.
And just gets burned to a crisp.
Okay.
Which is awesome. And like, I saw them both on like the main continent where you play like the open world part of the game and the linear part. And on the linear part, it's cool because he gets summoned from the other continent. He's just like, fuck, something's happening. Fuck, something's happening. And he just chucks the lightning bolt all the way across the map. And you watch it go across the sky and just like land and then incinerate everything and nothing survives.
Shit.
I'm just like, wait, cause you're summoned. You usually just pop up. Oh God, you're throwing it from very far away. Oh God, you're throwing it from. Realistically, it's like maybe like 7 miles away that he's throwing it, but
shit.
But he just throws it and just fucks shit up.
That is far away.
And Titan's cool. He summons like giant rock pillars. Leviathan like does water stuff and can be summoned when you're closer to water.
With a name like Leviathan, I would imagine.
Better do some water stuff.
Its classification is like the Hydra Clavin or Hydra Celsius or something. It's something that has a bunch of water words in it.
Interesting.
But there's a lot of really cool and fun stuff in this game and things that make Final Fantasy the game that I wanted to play for and hold out for so long. But there's just, at the same time, so much that's missing from like what I would like in a JRPG or something like that.
Okay.
The customization stuff, you now have ascension points, so you can basically do a grid map, kind of like Final Fantasy 10 or 12. If you ever played 10 or 12, they have a spear grid or a tarot card grid. Basically, you choose slots and they boost your health. They boost your attack power. They'll give you new teamwork things or new spells.
Okay.
But you ratchet up these ascension points and basically you can build out your map however you want and it just helps your team in general. Okay. So like, one of the points that I got is called Blitzkrieg or like Blitz. And basically Prompto, who's like the broiest character of the four.
Broto?
Basically. But he's also really depressing. There are a lot.
Sad Broto?
There's a lot of good character moments for Prompto and Ignis and Gladius. But basically, he's the gunner of the group, so he has like some range weapons, he'll run around, he'll shoot some stuff. But occasionally, with this node, he pulls out like a minigun and just starts wailing on things and just
shit.
Starts mowing down monsters, which is really useful when I'm fucking dying.
I can imagine, yeah. Sounds like it would be useful.
Yeah. But there's a lot of, they have the four main types. There's, sword, there's the
sword.
Great sword, daggers, and daggers and lance, and then pistols. There's no like magic person in general, because everyone can use magic. And there are two Sids in the game. There is Grumpy Old Sid.
Okay.
Who I was worried we were not going to see. And then there's smoking hot, like, granddaughter Sid, who's like a southern hick.
Babarella.
Yeah. And just like, she's wearing, she's basically Daisy Duke for all intents and purposes. And Prompto hits on her a lot and it's hilarious.
Cool.
Proto.
But they fix up your sweet car and your BMW and you get things working. But
you can't drive it at night because the cops just come and take your fucking keys away.
Not yet. I'm going, once I get to a point where I can go back to the open world, I'm going to go back and pick up. I'm guessing these headlamps are going to make it so I can drive at night. But there's a lot of fucking weird shit.
What is this game?
Final Fantasy 15?
Welcome to Final Fantasy, where nothing makes sense.
You ever read anything? What? You ever watch any Japanese TV shows?
You have the basically I have low beams. No, I don't have high beams. I'm assuming once I get high beams,
man, this is why.
Yeah, I was gonna say like this is run of the mill JRPG shit right now. Like
what?
All over creation. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah, you summon a giant water snake. You summon Zeus, and then you go drive your BMW at night.
Not at night.
And get into a tiger like thing and form Voltron.
Oh.
And
oh. Also, Ramen Noodles are a sponsor of this game, which is hilarious.
Good.
Basically, there's an entire few missions centered around making the best cup of ramen noodles.
I really appreciate that, then.
Final Fantasy 15, where you can fight a dragon, eat some cup of noodles, and then go summon a god.
Drive your BMW.
Cup of noodles.
With Broto.
Broto's sad. Broto started like saying stuff, and I'm just like, "Oh, that's me." Oh God, they're just targeting my demographic.
So we're watching someone play Titanfall right now, and she could be better.
She could be.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say her name because I'm kind of shit talking her right now, but she could be better at her game, but she's not.
She's not. I mean, if you had a better name, you're welcome to. I just didn't know, like, if you know if anybody's on, I was just finding something.
No,
worth
worry
watching.
About it. Man, I don't know anybody else who's really good on it right now.
She's terrible.
It's not Meg.
Oh, and now she's gonna die for
she's fucking standing there and talking to her chat. She's an idiot. There. Anyway, so aside from Final Fantasy, which sounds like it was the bulk of what you did,
I watched a shit ton of Angel.
Cool.
This week because Angel's great, and then I watched all the conferences that happened this week and the Flash and the DC superhero crossover because that was my week of reviews.
Cool.
But yeah, do you have any questions for me about the game?
Not really. Not yet.
No, I have
other
questions.
Other than your general questions of what the fuck are you doing?
I have questions, but you won't be able to answer them despite your best efforts.
If you have any confusing questions, just think, what the fuck would Japan do? And your answer is probably Japan.
I feel like the questions, Rob, that you want to ask and the answers that Scott will give are going to be like the little kid who asks his parents, like, why is the sky blue?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't really 100% know that answer, but I think it's because of this
refraction.
That thing. Like,
It's refraction.
It is light refraction.
It is light refraction. I understand that, but
it's not technically blue. It's
space radiation.
He doesn't
rays.
Like it when we ruin his
jokes.
His point. Not even a joke. Like,
it's like asking where babies come from.
See,
where the fuck do babies come from?
They come from sex.
Yes,
I'm not gonna tell a 2-year-old
what's sex.
That.
Shit.
Say the stork.
Well, I feel like I've walked into this
one.
Well,
daddy, shit. Like.
When a mom and a dad like to fuck, they fuck.
Dark.
They fuck. When a man loves a woman.
When then I love having an explicit podcast where I can go, fuck.
You know what movie I was thinking about a second ago? The Tuxedo with Jackie Chan. And thinking about James Brown.
I originally thought you were going to say Tuxedo Mask because I'm still like thinking of Japan stuff. And it's just like, Tuxedo Mask.
Japan.
No, I was thinking of that scene where Jennifer Love Hewitt watched Jackie Chan do James Brown's Get On Up.
Okay.
Get On Up. Bah.
You say Jerpan?
I did.
Please spell that for me.
That is
J-R-R-R-P-G-P-A-N.
Okay. I thought it was J-E-R-P-A-N. So I want to know. Jerpan?
Oh, she's all right. Terrible.
Well, what are you doing? Unless
is he done?
Are you asking him if he's done?
Are you done?
I re-downloaded The Last of Us because of news that we'll talk about later.
Yes.
God, I wonder what that news is. New content.
They reveal they
DLC.
They revealed that the Wolverine is actually the Last of Us movie. Cite it, quote it, date it.
So Scott's done.
Wolverine.
So I'm gonna
Wolverines.
That's
a very good portion.
I will say this. I just checked, did some checking. I was hoping that I was going to have an opportunity to tell you, Scott, be the first one to tell you that you've been bumped out of your second seed spot in the fantasy league. But unfortunately.
Oh no, Frank Gore and Adam Vinatieri came the fuck through tonight. Yeah,
unfortunately, you are not bumped out of your spot. However, I have been, while I still hold the first seed, I have lost my chances at a 10 win season in the regular season because I have been beaten right now by only 1 point, 82-81, which means I will go 9-4 for the season, and then we go into the playoffs. Next week's a nice bye. Take a rest. Let the boys just, you know.
Oh, God. I get that bye, and I get that sweet chance at third place money.
Yep. Yeah, at this point, I'm pretty sure I outscore you, so even... if we both lose
this week,
I get money. No, next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if I lose, I still get money, which is, I'm not sad about. What?
The fuck did Dead Rising 4 come out?
Today.
Oh, my God.
Did it?
Same with Last Guardian.
Oh, man. Last Guardian comes out,
today.
Today.
In an hour and 15 minutes. So, technically. Yeah.
Apparently, so she's probably in England.
We're going to watch some Dead Rising 2?
Probably.
that happened. Fantasy football. So going to the playoffs. Whoop, whoop. But I think going to the playoffs for like a couple
weeks. Was it the sound
of the police? Yeah, it was the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound that they make.
And it's
the
sound.
No, that's not the sound of Sting.
In the mobile game Adventures.
I just put these jokes in here to see if anyone gets them besides me.
I
want to
say that I'm much disappointed with you all who did not help to suggest anything for me to find a new game. Someone did suggest a game, and I'm going to say fuck you. And it's not because of this person, per se. It's because of the suggestion of this game. The suggestion was the Star Wars Universe Galaxy game or whatever the fuck. And listen, I'm not saying that that wasn't a fun game that I enjoyed for like 5 minutes, but here's the thing.
I saw that.
The game is just tap on your phone and wait. Tap on your phone and wait some more.
But what happens after you wait, Rob?
You tap on your phone again.
Then what?
You wait. I don't see the strategy in that game. I want something like using my brain a little bit. I want to think a little so, you know, my brain doesn't get stupid. That's how I stay, you know, not stupid.
But then you tap on the phone?
Then tap on the phone.
And then you wait?
And then you wait.
What do you do after that?
It's just rinse and repeat.
Till you kill yourself.
Until you kill yourself. Now, if you like that kind of thing on your phone, I'm not judging you. That ain't for me. So no, that doesn't work. So,
I'm judging you. Rob will judge you about other things. Fuck you for playing stupid games.
Yeah, no, Connor's like that. I'd like to point out that for the last 15 minutes, I've been getting up and blowing my nose because apparently my nose is running. There's been a handkerchief in front of me this whole fucking time. Just noticed it. So I should let you know. Not a video podcast. But,
eyes. You use them.
So I did find a couple mobile games. I started with Tetris. I was like, fuck it. Playing it.
I think you said last week that you either had downloaded it again or you were thinking about downloading it again.
Yeah, and I just did it. I think I had downloaded it, but I hadn't played it yet. And I've played it now. Like, it's fun. Tetris, it's still
Tetris.
Great.
It's still Tetris great. Tetris is Tetris, yeah.
Right? It just matching shapes. Blah, blah, blah. But I also downloaded a game called Evil Knievel. It is, you know, simple little game. Pretty popular on the iOSs right now. Probably everywhere. I don't know. You are Evil Knievel. And you're on a little mini bike. It's a side scroller. You go over jumps. You keep the bike upright, and that's it.
Ah,
you get to the finish line.
Shit,
that's it.
Do you jump buses?
You jump all kinds of shit. Like I just jumped 4 pickup trucks.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I'm gonna do in the next jump?
5.
5 pickup trucks.
Shit.
So you know, that's a fun little thing. But nothing else really. I think I might download Lifeline again and actually finish it. The thing that happened to me before is I downloaded all 3 and started all 3 and then went, You know what? Fuck you.
What? You started all three at the same time?
Yeah. I didn't like the waiting part. That's like getting
three texts every minute from a random fake person in your phone. Yep. Three random fake people in your phone.
And I told it to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I would have done the same thing.
Yep.
I don't think I ever got to Lifeline 3. I think I didn't beat 2 and was like, well, fuck this game.
Fuck you very much.
Yep. Fuck you very much, too.
But, yeah, so maybe do that. But otherwise, no other mobile, per se, going on there. But glad I got something on there. Gives me something to do.
Tight.
I
found a game. I might download it. I don't know. It's called Goblin Sword.
I think I
showed you it. Yeah. It looks like a 2D side scroller. It's got an A, B button left and right. You jump. Right. You slash.
Jump and slash?
Goblins. You kill them with swords.
Slash, jump, slash, right.
Yes.
Hey, we're less than... No, 10 days from a Mario Run game.
Oh.
Super Mario. For $10.
For $10. $10 to run.
Holy balls. Better be good. So... I will disappoint you and say I might have spun up 7 Days to Die after the podcast. I don't remember. I didn't do much. I feel like I might have turned it on. I might have did a couple things, but nothing of note.
Well, I remember. And the reason I remember, I'll tell you about later, but you did turn it on.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Okay. I'm sure.
At this point, I don't even care if we're recording Bioshock. I just want to hear what he thinks of Bioshock.
I mean, yeah, how are we doing on those videos? You worked on them at all?
I haven't worked on them at all yet. No, I want to get a little bit more in the bank before we actually start putting them out or anything. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know what? You know, we'll talk about something later.
Yeah.
I just realized something. The stars have aligned, actually. But I did start playing Titanfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
And remembered why I liked that game.
Mm-hmm.
That little franchise there. It's a lot of fun, like being robots, like shooting things. It's a lot of, was sucking at it at first, you know, I was figuring out how to play an FPS again, but.
Do you have a big robot space boner like I did?
Oh, it's fucking great.
Yeah, right?
I've still only been like one Titan. I haven't finished the campaign, but I started the campaign's a lot of fun. But I think I was telling you, Connor, when I was playing it, the campaign, like, it was a lot of, no, I actually didn't tell you this because I saved it for the podcast, but it was a lot of, all right, so you're going to get 15 minutes of wall running and practicing that shit and shooting things and blah, blah, blah. All right, get in your Titan. Go do some stuff. We're going to teach you something. All right.
Just fucking kidding.
Go do some other stuff that's a little harder in this wall run shit so we can show you a little bit more. All right, cool. You did that. Get back in your Titan. We're going to show you something else. All right, collect a new Titan loadout so you can do some other shit. Let us show you what that does. Okay, cool. I'm not to the part yet where I feel like I'm doing the story. I've been through the tutorial and I felt like I've played for like 2 hours. I'm like, come on. Come on. But I like it. It's a lot of fun. Having a lot of fun with it. We've been playing. I won't tell you where. I'll leave it a mystery. But if you, you may find us, at least our voices occasionally on the Twitches out there in the world. It's frightening.
Is it?
No, it's actually pretty great. Because I'm just a disembodied voice that gets to be an asshole.
There's no screen. There's no head. It's just you.
Just a disembodied voice yelling at people for being dumb. But
too spooky.
What I found, though, in my little bit of playing is that when I'm partnered, like when we're in a full party or like at least four people, and we typically, the way the matching system seems to work, we typically seem to get matched with another full party.
Yep.
Which seems to make me die a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Because they like know what they're doing.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I don't know what I'm doing, but they've had more hours than I've had. So, you know, there's that. So when I go and play by myself, I do a lot fucking better, which is nice. But I like playing with people, so cool. I just got to get better. Try hard.
Yeah.
But, other than that, I really gotta go back and we're gonna talk about why, but I really need to finish The Last of Us. There's gonna be a significant need to get The Last Guardian, but there's gonna be a significant need to eat, so we'll balance the two and figure that out. But, yeah, other than that, nothing much. Been watching, still watching TNG.
Cool.
A little Star Trek.
That next generation, man.
That next generation, right? One would
can't
say.
Can't see shit, Captain.
The greatest generation. The
Generation X?
Millennials, yes. Motherfucker.
As some of you may know, Westworld season finale to this week. And oh, my God. I can't even talk about it because I'm just going to spoil the dicks out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah, I've been really good about not spoiling anything.
Yeah, if you have not started that show or you're still like, you can binge it now, and I would encourage you to do it. Like, every episode's out, go do it.
I mean, according to Connor, I have 2 years to binge it.
Yep.
True. With season two.
Come out probably for like 2 years.
RIP 2018. Fucking... But yeah, not even a lot of Twitch. I watched a little PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds today, but that was about it. but yeah, that was pretty much it. You know, just cutting the shit.
Damn ass horse flies flying into my mouth. This ghetto ass place.
I will say right now, as we're watching The Dead Rising, before I ask you what you've done, Dead Rising 4, this is a lot of fucking story. Let me kill some zombies.
Yeah, I mean, this Dead Rising 4 almost seems like the beginning of Saints Row 4, where it's just like way too much story, and it's like, I just want to be a superhero and
this
kill
this entire
shit.
Time I've been talking, it's been like wide shot of landscape.
I could have been killing
voices,
things. Yeah.
Signpost. Voices talking.
The stars.
Wide shot.
All the zombies
talking.
Ever.
Fucking murder, let's go! But yeah. Connor, the dick balls you do this week.
The dick balls did I do this week.
Something good.
Way too much Titanfall, like to the point where I
ruined
my
late.
Sleep cycle so many times. This week.
Real bad.
Oh my God! Waking like going to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning because we just finished playing. Because
We're like just one more, just one more,
one more, one more.
It's just crack,
it's 12:30. It's like I can just do one more.
It's fine. It's one more.
But yeah, having a really good time in that. Just regen my player character. So your player character will lose all its progress. But once you unlock like a Titan, you still get all the shit that you had unlocked with that Titan beforehand.
Oh, fuck,
or the
goddamn.
Gun already has all the stuff unlocked that you had beforehand. So
wait, the gun or the
so
like,
you get to
when
look,
I unlock a gun,
you unlock a gun again after regenerating.
It has all of its mods.
It has all the shit that you
fucking
had beforehand.
Thank God.
No redoing every gun. It's just you have to redo
have
like
to
the
unlock
unlocks
it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. Just level progression again.
Right.
Still ridiculously fun though. I'm on my second of the Titans, like trying to work through it to regen that because, you know, whatever. Working on Ronin right now. Ronin's fun as fuck.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Haven't played it much yet.
I might go to Legion next.
Yeah.
Or finish North Star. I'm only level 3 with North Star out of 20.
Yeah, I have only played Ion so far.
All
just right. One. That's we're almost to the, what do they go to, their level wise?
20.
No. All right, I gotta do more work then.
Wait, you're almost level 10?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Takes a little bit, but you'll get there.
Yeah.
One day.
I played a little bit of Mass Effect 3. I didn't play a ton, just like a
still
hair here and there. No, I finished Tuchanka. Morden's dead. Sad face.
He's the only one who can get it right.
Game. Yeah, he's the only one who can get it right.
We've been over this.
Couple other things happened too. Like, I totally forgot that Cerberus attacks the Citadel. Totally
Cerberus.
Forgot about that.
Oh, when they're being cocks?
I mean, they're cocks the whole time.
Always.
Yeah. Even in Mass Effect 2, they're still cocks.
What is Jacob doing?
Big bag of cocks.
He just like shows up. He's like, I'm working for the Alliance now. And you're like, cool.
Good for you.
Are you going to help me? And he's like, no, I'm somewhere else. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Then why are we,
neat.
What, get out.
Yeah. But working my way through it, I got to play multiplayer in order to beat the game. I really don't want to play multiplayer.
Well, you have to play multiplayer to beat the game or
to
finish the achievements?
So you build up in Mass Effect 3, you build up your military strength. And that's just like a random fixed number. But if you don't play multiplayer, the galactic readiness, so how ready the galaxy is only at 50%. So you can only use 50% of your total military strength. That's your effective military strength. So if you play the multiplayer and get everything up to 100% galactic readiness, you like basically automatically win because everyone's ready to go because they've been fighting the Reapers this whole time.
That's some bullshit fucking ploy to get you to play the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. How long do you have to play the multiplayer to get to 100%?
It's not that long. It's maybe 10 multiplayer games. And the multiplayer games aren't like multiplayer games like we see in Titanfall. It's like, it's wave based. So you have a team of four or five people, and you're just fighting waves of enemies. So,
okay.
10 waves. And then one wave to get off the fucking island.
That's
that you're on.
Stupid,
fuck, yeah.
Fuck you.
Whatever. You deal with it. You do it. It's okay. Yeah. I purchased another game. I saw somebody playing what looked like a SimCity game, and I was like, whoa, yeah. I haven't played SimCity in a long time. So I bought it. It's a game called Cities Skylines, which is a dumb fucking name if you ask me, but The game itself is fairly easy. It's a sim game. I find myself micromanaging like I do with any sim game because that's what you do. And I got a city so far. All the people are mad because I built up like a heavy...
You got some pollution?
No, I got not all. Oh, yeah, some pollution from the industrial area, but I also put like residential, and then across the big main avenue is like a fucking city, like skyscrapers and stuff. So everyone's like, it's really loud in this city. It's like, yeah, no shit. I can't fix that right now. I can't like redo all the roads and make it all perfect for you bitches. Sorry.
Later.
Yeah, later.
I'll pay more taxes, bitches.
I'll fucking figure it out. Yeah. So
you got money, bitch?
Didn't really play that too much except for the first day. And I did that thing where, like, as you're learning it, you just, like, erase your game and start over again and erase your game and start over again. And I did it, like, three times until I got a city that I was like, I'm good with this.
This is better.
I'm cool. So, I'm at a little more of a positive place now for that then. I'm good. I finished Battlestar Galactica. I forgot how emotional that three-part series finale is. Shit.
They fucking pull on some strings, brother.
Leah Dama's like, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Turns around. Starbucks just disappeared. Where the fuck did you go? Starbucks? What?
Hello?
And she's gone. Cara Thrace. Rosalind just dies while, like, you know, Adama's like, I'm going to build this fucking lake house right over there.
Dead.
Oh, fuck. Lara, you'd love it. I built a lake house over here. Yep. James Edward almost says that really, like, scruffy voice.
Yeah.
I also watched Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah, what'd you think? I tried to watch it again, and I still haven't finished it.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But it starts off in a very similar position, I think, to what Into Darkness does, where it's like, Kirk, we're going to promote you to being like a vice admiral. You want that? And he's like, hell yeah, I want that. And then he gets on this last mission, and it's like, man, this mission sounds kind of fishy. And he's like, fuck it, just do it, get it over with. I'm going to be vice admiral. I don't care.
It's going to be great.
Yep. And then things go to shit from there.
Yeah.
But it was good. I totally didn't know that. Like, the voice sounded familiar, but until towards the end of the movie, I didn't know who the main villain, like who the actor was. And then it's like, this thing happens where it reveals who it is, and you're like, whoa, that was him. Oh, my God. So...
Who was it?
The actor was... what the fuck's his name? Idris Elba.
Hey! Mm-hmm.
Same guy who does the major...
Black Bond.
Black James Bond.
Yeah.
He's in Castle.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, so... That was a pretty cool movie though, but I kind of enjoyed it. I can see why it wasn't quite up to the same caliber as the first two.
Yeah.
Just because it wasn't the same writer, it wasn't the same director, if I remember correctly. It was Simon Pegg for most of the writing and directing for this one. Not bad.
Just wasn't
the same.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only difference.
Wasn't the same.
Yeah. But whatever. Other than that, a little bit more drunk history, and like we just talked about, I actually just purchased for $12.99 on the iTunes store, Stargate, the movie.
Yeah?
I'll watch that tonight or tomorrow.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good.
And then the entire SG-1, it's, by the way, it's Children of the Gods,
yeah,
not
Children
City of the Gods.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's okay. What no I meant to you're say.
Right, I get you. I knew what you meant to say. I looked it up. So there's that. That SG-1, Atlantis, and Universe are all on Hulu, so I can just watch all of them there and just binge through it all. It'd be sick.
Cha.
Now, let's move on to news, because this week was very busy.
Shbizzy.
Trying to do some news.
I'll kick you off with some bullshit first. There's games in Facebook Messenger.
I don't care.
iMessages had that for 6 months.
Still don't care about that either.
Whatever. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now, Steam, anyone want to take a stab at how many Steam games were released this year?
This year?
This year.
15,000.
Not quite so high. You're really, really high.
Okay.
5,000.
You're closer.
4,500.
Very close. 4,240 games were released on Steam this year. That is 2/5 of the entire Steam library.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A lot of video games came out this year. Okay. A lot of things were posted on Steam this year.
How many early access games?
I didn't find that number.
No, I didn't necessarily mean for you to answer that, but like, that would be my main question. Like, how many of those games aren't fucking finished?
Yeah, how many of those games are done?
Right.
No Man's Sky was cleared of wrongdoings by that UK, or that, sorry, the EU advisory board. That
That's a little disappointing.
It's a little disappointing, but at the same time, like,
What was going to happen if they said anything? Like
exactly. That? Yeah. Good for them too for getting out of it alive, I guess. Like, yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Now you got your update and it's kind of whatever.
I still don't care.
I've heard very apathetic reviews online. Like, yeah, they've added some stuff. It's still just me going around doing nothing. Yeah. Though.
It's still just the same mindless.
Yep. Walking simulator.
Yeah. Sometimes jumping.
So this year, Xbox Games with Gold released approximately $930 worth of video games, where PlayStation Plus released approximately $1,150 worth of video games.
Fuck you, Xbox.
The question is, were they good games?
That's the thing. Touche. Yeah. I don't recall finding any like gems in the list of the Xbox One games, but I think I might have downloaded
there were
a couple
of good ones that I was like, oh, look at that. That's nice. I'll pick that up.
Yeah.
But no.
Not everything was good, though. No. Some of it was kind of shit. And I don't even know if that's on Xbox One or Xbox 360 as well. And I don't know if that's just PS4, if it's PS3 as well, right. Too. But, yeah, whatever.
I would imagine if it's at Xbox Store and PlayStation Plus, like, it should be...
PlayStation
both?
Plus includes should 3, both, but... 4, and Vita.
Right, but who knows if that's, you know, where the numbers are coming from.
True. All right, we're going to get into some of the big shit now.
Hey,
Thursday night was the Game Awards. So to start it off, they gave Hideo Kojima Legacy Game Award, and he came up and was like, "Thank you so much," because last year they like Konami would not let him come.
Yeah,
they didn't. They're like, "You can't fucking go," and he's like, "What?" And Jeff was like really sad about it last year. I remember he was like, "Well, yeah. Kojima couldn't be here, but we missed him a lot, right, guys?" And everyone was like, "Yeah, guys, Metal Gear Solid was pretty good this year." Yeah. This year, like, he gave, like, even, Kojima even gave Jeff a hug and was like, "I love you, Jeff." And it was, like, really bro love. It was cool.
Yeah.
But then he released the new Death Stranding trailer. And once again, he gave us a really fucking neat trailer, but really fucking weird and didn't give us any new information about what this video game is, aside from maybe one actor who might be in the game and then another actor who's definitely in the game. Guillermo del Toro himself was in the trailer as one of the people. I don't 100% know if he's going to be in the game, but Mads Mikkelsen was revealed at the end of the trailer, and he's definitely in the game. Hannibal is playing a bad guy.
Oh, she is.
I love Hannibal. That's what I should do about my next rewatch.
He even looks like Hannibal does, too.
I'll be creeped out and disgusted because it's Hannibal, but I'll be so happy because it's Hannibal.
Yeah, still good shit.
Ugh.
Like, he looks pretty good in it. Looks... just like he did in Hannibal.
Hammondable.
The trailer itself is kind of weird. Game of the Toro has had this little jar, and he plugs something into it, and this little baby's inside the jar, and you're like, what?
All right.
And then there's also, like, a war going on. Like, it looks like World War II-style tanks and army clothes and weapons, but they're all being held by, like, full-on skeletons.
And squids?
No, there's no squids in this one. There's like a whole bunch of like organic matter on a tank, and everything has like an umbilical cord like hanging off of it. Or not an umbilical cord, but like a data wire hanging off of it.
Okay.
It's really weird. At the very end of it, Mads Mikkelsen, the bad guy, has like four of these skeleton soldiers hooked up to him, and he like sends them all off to go look for Guillermo del Toro with this little baby fetus thing. And I don't get it. So some people who love the internet a lot and love just things went online and started watching those two trailers side by side. I'd be like, yeah, why not? Right. In the first trailer, Norman Reedus is holding this little baby in his hands. And at one point he looks down and it's disappeared. He has no idea where the fuck it went. He's like, what the fuck happened, baby? If you watch the trailer side by side, when the baby disappears is the same time that Guillermo del Toro turns that little device of his on and the baby appears inside the device. Don't know if it's intentional or not. Looks like it's fucking intentional, though.
Come on, that's intentional.
Yeah. The trailer had some really cool music, too. And Mondo, the guys who do a lot of posters and a lot of other cool stuff, they are putting out a vinyl with the trailer music on it, because why not?
Yeah.
Because the game's like 4 years out.
Because money.
Yeah. Why not? Mondo. They do that shit. So that was kind of the first thing that happened there. The rest of this shit's kind of out of order, so I'm just going to talk about the way I wrote it down. Guardians of the Galaxy by Telltale got a...
Yeah, girl.
More or less a teaser trailer. Yeah. You see Star-Lord's tape deck floating around in space playing Dancing in the Moonlight by Dancing not Van Morrison. Everyone thinks it's Van Morrison because Morrison has a song called Moon Dance, but it's not Van Morrison. It's like King's Harvest, I think is the name of the band. Yeah. But anyway,
Dancing in the Moonlight.
It seems like it's very much the style of the movies from Marvel Studios and less so the comic books, which I am happy about because it's going to be good if it is.
Which is weird because the tape is Rad Mix 1 rather than Awesome Mix 1.
Yeah.
Which confused me.
Whatever. It's good though because it's a totally different song than what was on the original soundtrack. It's probably going to be a totally different song than what's in the second movie, which got a trailer this week too, by the way. Wow, timing. I wonder why they did that. And they didn't really say too much about it other than, yeah, we're doing it. It's coming soon.
It's happening.
We'll tell you about it. If I remember correctly though, they announced Batman around the same time last year. And when did Batman first start getting put out? Was it like August? September?
I think it was September. August.
Okay, yeah. So it may take them 8 months before we actually see anything from it again, right, but whatever. I'm fine with that.
Oh, wait. I still got to play Batman.
True. Very true.
Truth.
Next. Where are we? Nolan North won the award for best performance in
a video game.
For his role as Nathan Drake in Uncharted 4. And he had some very strong words to say for voice actors who are striking at the moment. Basically, hey guys, I would not be able to do the job that I do without the people who make this game. So no matter what you think about what you deserve, it's all about what they are doing because they're the ones who are creative and interesting and putting all this out there for us to experience and play and try. And they have so much more talent than I will ever have.
Yeah.
All I do is sit in a booth, make fucking funny voices, there we go, into a robot dick thing for an hour or 7 or 10 hours a day or something like that.
Right.
He's right.
He is right.
Both sides are right.
Right.
Yeah. Arguably, the company he's talking about working for is Naughty Dog, which is probably one of the best companies to make video games.
Correct.
In a long time. The companies that are being striked against are like EA and 2K.
Right.
Companies that probably are like, yeah, we're going to pay you dirt money. Because you're just a person who's speaking to a robot dick. Yeah, exactly. So whatever. I agree with him, though. But like we just said, both sides have valid arguments and points. So can't choose one or the other. So he spoke about some stuff. And then That Dragon Cancer won Best Indie Game.
And
now, for those of you who don't know what That Dragon Cancer is, it's a game about a man made this game about his son dying from cancer.
It was his coping process.
Now, what was really not insensitive, but really just weird was when he won, they're like applauding him as he's going up. And I can tell he's going up to be like, you guys, give me a voice. You know, when I was like so fucking sad about all this, and it's so like, I'm so thankful that I was able to do this. And he gets up there and he's having trouble speaking and they start applauding again. And it's like, guys, don't applaud. Just give him his time. Give him his space. He'll start talking. And then he gave a wonderful, like really emotional speech about how exactly what I just said. Like they gave him a voice, a way to do this, a way to show the world what his son meant to him and what his, like the life that he had even at the end. So it was cool. Really sad, though. What I even tweeted this, too. Jeff Keighley did not know how to go to the next point from that, though. He was like, wow. So.
That just happened.
And then he basically had to go into an ad.
Like, yeah, let's just go.
It was not good. Yeah, it was not good.
Anywhere.
He's like, so one thing that I think that brings up is that our games really touch people. And then he, like, breaks into an ad. And you're like, nah, man, this is not the time. Do your ad later.
Yeah.
I know you got to do it because you're on Twitch right now and you're running out this really expensive place, but fucking don't be insensitive. So, he won that. There was a new Prey trailer. Prey trailer kind of shows a little bit more about what's going on in this place. Kind of a little bit more gameplay. You have a goop gun, is what I'm just going to call it.
Goop gun!
Goop gun is more or less glue, and you can like run up walls with it. There's a scene where he turns into a cup and kind of rolls into a thin sliver of a room. Whole bunch of weird, cool shit. It's Arkane. Arkane did win a whole bunch of stuff for Dishonored 2 during the Game Awards, so I'm kind of excited to see what they got. Still want to get Dishonored 2. I don't know when I'm going to get that, though.
Still want to get Dishonored so I can, you know, play them both.
Do you want Dishonored?
No.
I might have it digitally, so I might not be able to give it to you.
Ah, boo.
Yeah. If I have it physically, I'll give it to you for borrowing. Sweet. I'll check. Breath of the Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild got another trailer that came out. More gameplay. They let a bunch of Treehouse guys play the game, and it was a really corny video, but that game seems like it's doing well. I don't know what else to say about it. Apparently there's a new amiibo that's going to come out for that, Breath of the Wild specifically, and it's going to drop meat to Link. Like, airdrop meat in a treasure chest.
Meat.
Meat.
All right.
Meat drop. Meat.
Beat your meat drop.
Beat your meat dropping.
Meat drop. Let the meat
drop. Let the... Let the... I can't even do it.
The last thing that I...
No?
Well, before I go to the last thing I want to talk about for the Game Awards.
Hey.
Is the last thing the last thing?
Walking Dead Season 3.
No, that was
3.
At PSX.
Walking Dead Season 3 is coming out next month. Clementine is back in it again. She is not your main character that you're playing, though. You're playing a totally different guy. They showed a little bit of gameplay preview from the Game Awards, and it looks like you kind of start in, like, as it's breaking out, as it's coming out right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's really weird is that, or what's really interesting is that you see, like, basically a Hispanic family in New York, almost. And, you know, like, a lot of people under one roof. There's, like, you know, mom, dad, the three kids, grandfather, grandmother, and all that.
Multifamily home.
Yeah. Multifamily home, exactly. The grandfather is sick and dies, and everyone's super sad. Oh. And then one girl is, like, bringing water, and they're like, but grandpa's dead. And she's like, grandpa's not dead. They go in the room, and grandpa's a fucking zombie. And then it cuts to later on where you see the kid, and he's, like, a little bit older, and you see Clementine, and she's like, I don't fucking trust anyone. And you're like, whoa, Clementine.
Ooh, girly.
Hey, girl, you still doing what you do? You're scaring me.
You still alive or whatever?
Still alive. Looks like you're still alive, but you're fucking scaring the shit out of me. But that's coming out soon. The head of Telltale was said, too, when he was talking about it, that the premiere episode is so big that instead of putting it in just one, they've made it a two-part episode. And I think both are getting released at the same time.
Oh, she's.
So that's pretty cool. Next, there was a little trailer.
A wee little trailer?
Tree. Yeah.
Just a wee one?
Yeah, about a space game.
About a space game.
Fucking Mass Effect Andromeda trailer blew my goddamn mind.
It was really good.
It was really, really good. The star map looks fucking real.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
And I just want to touch it and, like, click on a planet and just go, like, I want to go there right now. It's going to be amazing.
Go there, girl.
So.
Spring 2017.
Oh, fucking. It's going to be spring 2017. It's going to be so close. Can't wait for more. They showed some combat. Combat looks even better than it did any time beforehand. There's not just, like, a set area where you're going through, like, not like a little maze that they built for you. It's a total open world, it looks like. It looks so fucking cool. It's not the Nomad, or it's not the Mako, it's the Nomad, so it's different, different vehicle.
Vehicle?
Vehicle. Kind of like an icicle, but vehicle. Well, that's a lot of zombies. We're watching somebody play Dead Rising 4. They were playing Titanfall, and they switched to Dead Rising 4.
They're much better at this game than they are.
Yeah. But are they good at this game? They seem to be doing the same move to these zombies.
Well, it's a mallet with C4 and two grenades attached to it.
I understand, but I feel like you can do more. Like, that's a lot of fire right there. She's not doing that this other way. But anyway. The combat was really cool because they showed some new powers. They showed the Vanguard power. I forget what it's called, where you jump to an enemy and attack them. I want to say charge attack.
Blitz.
Blitz, that's what it is. And then they also have, like, a big shield, that like a biotic shield that comes out of one of their arms. They defend that way against any attack that's coming through, except for, I think, physical attacks look like. But it seems like, kind of like Mass Effect 1, you got to navigate around these planets and find some of the, like, pickups and stuff like that to get to help you out. Because they said that you only get the ship and you only get, you know, a gun. Everything else you got to find and craft yourself or steal. And you're like, steal? What?
What?
Story looks cool. It didn't look like there was, like, a specifically Renegon. Jesus.
Renegon!
Paragon for life.
Paragon or Renegade action item. during the conversation, there is just like
disarm.
It's a disarm. It's in the renegade side, but it, I don't know if it was specifically a renegade action or not.
It seemed like it was renegade. It might like, have been, yeah. Put your gun down, or I'm gonna fucking take it out of your face.
But I wonder what the Paragon version would have been. Please don't point that in my face, you motherfucker.
Just gently pushing it down to the ground.
Back the fuck up!
It's like when you have a dog that's looking for a treat, you just gently push its nose down.
No, sit down, please. So, I'm very, 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 very excited for space. Very excited for Mass Effect. Very excited for Andromeda.
The thing that worried me about the trailer was when they were out in the field, you didn't see any of your teammates doing anything. You didn't see the Turian or the Krogan doing anything.
Oh, they were there. They just you were just all over the place. Because that person's a biotic freak, like doing exactly what I
there
would do.
There was a female Turian, though, which makes me happy. I want to know what her specialty is going to be.
And like an old-ass
being Krogan. A lady?
Old-ass Krogan, too.
Well, is she going to be a warrior like or an assassin? Or is she going to be... I really hope the Krogan's a doctor.
Housewife.
I really want a Krogan doctor just for jokes.
I don't really want a Krogan doctor. Krogan's probably going to tell jokes, but I want a Krogan to be just like my Krogan.
The Krogan joke of, well, I guess he Kroganed.
This Krogan, I'm like 95% sure, is still going to have the genophage because of the timeline when this shit's supposed to happen.
That wasn't a good joke.
All right.
Krokened.
Moving on.
Krokened. Come on.
Moving on.
Oh, you're all assholes.
There was a PlayStation Experience.
Was there?
Conference.
I experienced.
PSX in Anaheim.
Yep. So PSX had a lot of stuff. I didn't write down all of it because I started running out of space to write things down. First of all, Marvel vs. Capcom, not 4, Infinite.
Because the Infinity Stones are in it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Definitely, the Infinite Stones are in there.
No, they released an extended trailer.
Yeah. There's a scene too during the trailer where you have Iron Man and Mega Man fighting, and Iron Man like smacks the shit out of Mega Man because that's exactly what would happen. He's a fucking teenager.
Smack.
And Iron Man's
fair,
like
he's fighting X, and X is a full grown adult.
He wasn't fighting X. He was fighting Mega Man, wasn't he?
He was fighting Mega Man X. He was fighting.
I really don't care about Mega Man that much then, so didn't even know that. Shit. But anyway, not only did they do that, but Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is like available right now in the PS Store, I think is what it said.
$20.
$20. Unlimited. Marvel vs. Capcom Unlimited, that is. Not $20
Unlimited. $20
Unlimited. Unlimited what? $20 transactions. Next. Uncharted isn't dead yet, kind of, but Lost Legacy is coming out. And it doesn't really do with Drake, but it has to do with other people.
It's a single-player story dealing with one of the characters from 4 and Chloe from Uncharted 2 and 3.
Yep.
But you never see her in 4.
But not Drake. Anyway.
It's in Windjammers. Like Iran or something.
Windjammers. This is a game apparently people cared about a long time ago.
Me.
Yep. It apparently is a cult classic game. It's now available on PlayStation 4 and Vita. Someone asked me today, hey man, you excited for Windjammers? And I went, I don't even know what you're talking about. And he went, oh dude, you don't know about it? And I went, yeah, no, I don't.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I am excited for? Parappa.
Yep, Parappa the Rapper is back. He's remastered. Yep, he's rapping. He's mixing up some fresh beats for y'all. Parappa the Rapper. Come and get it.
I want to play chop, so much chop, that fucking
slap,
game.
Chop, chop, slap, 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 chop.
Funky fresh. Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot, Connor?
Crash Band this coot. Crash Bandicoot is getting a remaster. Because Naughty Dog has been like, we've been so fucking busy behind the scenes while you guys haven't been doing jack shit. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the only game of Naughty Dog's collection that will not be on PS4, Jak and Daxter, because it will still be on PS3.
All right.
Okay.
In more important news, though, Last of Us Part 2.
I give a shit about.
Also, Danganronpa is coming to America.
So Last of Us Part 2, the trailer ruled. It doesn't really give you a lot of indication
scene.
About what's going on in the game. It looks like it's a cutscene, yes.
Cutscene?
The internet is ablaze with theories thinking that Joel... seriously, there's this whole theory right now that Joel isn't alive and that he's a figment of her imagination, like her conscience or something like that. And you're like, what?
It makes sense.
Doesn't really make sense much to me. He lived for 20 years during this whole infested thing. It's not like he would just die in the 5 years since the first one.
I mean, he could have, why?
So with all the detail that's in that video, the vibration of the guitar strings, that you can see her actual fingerprints when she's turning the knobs on the guitar, when she turns towards Joel and you can see the reflection in her eyes, Joel is not there.
I hate people who use the reflection in the eyes, though, as an argument, because you can't see reflections in people's eyes for real. Someone once told me that you can see reflection of, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi in Rey's eyes during The Force Awakens, and that's bullshit. You just see a blue and a red line.
Well, here's the difference that I would say is that is a practical thing that I'm not saying that you're not going to see a shape.
That is practical reality.
This is a fucking video game.
Yeah.
If they didn't code it in, it's not there.
I think that Joel is 100% real. They said that you were going to be playing primarily as Ellie the entire game. She is the main character of this game.
I'm not upset about
that. She's 19 years old now.
Hot.
And the game is about underlined theme, hate.
Are we going to make a 3-year pizza bet on whether Joel's alive or not?
I don't really want to make a bet, but I'm guessing he's alive.
Yeah, I'm going to go alive.
I'm going to say dead.
All right.
Or he dies at some point.
You heard it here first, folks.
I'm not going to tell you crazy man about the trailer, but the trailer is very gorgeous.
The song is called Through the Valley.
I'm going to admit and promise to fix something immediately after this podcast.
You haven't seen it yet, have you?
I have seen the 15 seconds I watched with you, and that's it. That is all.
Well, we're going to watch that when
just
we're done.
The end.
I already got it queued up. I am fucking ready to go.
We are so fucking ready. I'm extremely excited for that. Extremely excited.
There was also the new Horizon Zero Dawn trailer.
There was other stuff too. There's a Persona 5 trailer. Danganronpa. There's
part of the reason I haven't watched the trailer yet is this, and we've talked about this before, but it's still so far out. I don't want to get too hyped.
Yeah,
like what's the point?
Watch it seriously.
Like it's you get. I'm gonna watch it, but
doesn't matter. It's a good trailer.
Like some of our friends have watched it like 15 times. Like what? Like
friends, a loose term. Anyway, you said you re-downloaded Last of Us.
Room.
Did you? No, not you.
Well, I didn't re-download.
Did you re-download Last of Us? Did you say
I re-downloaded it?
Okay, yeah. You just
single player and then multiplayer finished while I was playing.
I really enjoyed the multiplayer of that game. No one ever was really playing it, but I liked the style of that multiplayer.
I remember the Achievement Hunter guys played it and they had a fucking blast.
It's a
good multiplayer.
Yeah.
It was a great little.
Not an add-on. It was.
Yeah, no.
A fully integrated portion.
Yeah, it was well done the mechanics that I liked it a lot.
It was a machine that you would say is well-oiled.
Well-oiled.
Now,
spoiled.
That's all the shit I got. I know that there was a MechWarrior 5 announcement and a trailer for that. There were a couple other little things too that got posted.
Motherfucker, you got Google?
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer came out. I told you about the Mummy trailer that came out.
Is The Rock still in that?
No.
Oh, that's right. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise and Kurt Russell.
That's Jumanji.
Russell Kurt. Sorry. Russell Crowe and Tom Cruise are in that. Yeah.
Tom, the Scientologist.
Kind of the mummy's like a chick, too. I really don't know what's going on.
I would have assumed Kurt Russell.
The sarcophagus
Russell Wilson. Russell Crowe.
Crustle Roe. It sounds like it's some kind of shitty, like, French pastry. Yes, touché. I will take one of those Crustle Roes, please.
Crustle Roe, please.
Yes, please.
Crescent Roll.
It's like a French Crustle Roe. Oh, my God, it does sound like Crescent Roll. Holy shit, that's what it is. Yep, no wonder it sounds French.
French.
Why are there zombies? Why would you blow up a fucking helicopter
in
a zombie
infested land? I don't understand this so far. Like, there's been a lot of cutscenes and zombies.
Dead Rising 4, to me, just seems like fucking Saints Row 4, where it's like, you're fucking overly powerful for no reason, and the story is just like, let's do
just
the most random
the
shit
rail.
You've ever seen.
Yeah.
Wait, is this just Dead Rising 1 remastered, basically?
No, it's Dead Rising 4.
But what they just showed me looked like the beginning of Dead Rising 1, where your plane or your helicopter crash lands on top of the fucking...
I wonder if it was a flashback.
The mall.
What if it was a Flushberg?
A Flushberg?
A Flushberg.
A Flushberg?
Eh, I don't know. Probably.
Well, you can find us and tell us what Rob should play in mobile games. Tell us what Rob should play in mobile games. Hey, Rob, what should they do?
I don't fucking tell me what I should play in mobile games. Yeah. Not Star Wars Dickhole Fallacy.
Scott, what do you think they should do?
tell Rob what he should play in mobile games?
Yeah, you can also tell us some other stuff too. But really, what should Rob play for mobile games?
Give me some ideas.
Give him some ideas.
I'm playing Tetris.
Please. He's playing Tetris. You know how old Tetris is? Yeah, I don't.
Old.
I forget.
It's old.
It's old.
Hey Siri, how old is Tetris? Is she going to get this right?
I can't answer that on your iPhone, but you can find it in the Health app.
In the Health app? I can find how old Tetris is in the Health app.
Did you know that? Obviously. Obviously.
Great.
You input your height, your weight, your birthday, and then Tetris comes out. The Health app. So you can find us on Facebook at Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. We have a page. It's got some great new artwork.
Go there.
Yep. Go there. Check it out. It's really cool. You can find us on Twitter at TBExplicitADV. You can find us on Instagram at TurnBasedExplicitAdventure. And you can email us. You can just fucking email us, really, what Rob should play.
Yeah.
TurnBasedExplicitAdventure at gmail.com. You literally take the title of our podcast and add it at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Not .com yet.
Yeah,
no. We're going to get there.
At gmail.com.
We're going to get there soon.
At gmail.com.
Will we? You can find our music provider, Mr. Echocraft, on the internet as well. He's in a lot of places, but his handle is at Echocraft, K-R-A-F-T, all one word. It's funny. Someone almost stole his music. He got really freaked out by it. Then they found out that he was actually making money off of it, and he was like, I don't really care anymore.
I just saw that his record label got their first official invitation to the Grammy Awards.
I did see that too, yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. Rules.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
You can find the record label. That record label is at TMP Records, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere. You got it. You can find our artwork designed by Apocalypse Kitty. She's got a Facebook page. It's just called Apocalypse Kitty. Yes. Yep. Now for me, I'm at Connorvore, Connorvore 3 on Twitter, Twitter, Instagram, and Xbox. You can find me on the PlayStation as Connor Carnivore.
Chief Whitebeard, Instagram, other places, Xbox, PlayStation 4 is still Yeti Beard, you know, for reasons. Yeah, Scott?
At Swartz S. And Spike 31589.
Cool.
Cool.
Now, what I'll say as we go, please watch Westworld. The season finale was one of the best pieces of television I've seen in a long time.
I will tell you that now that you can binge watch it, in the parts where you're going to be like, what the fuck is this show? Just keep going. Trust.
And honestly, don't go on the internet because the internet just like loves to just guess about what things are. And some asshole inevitably figures out what it is and spoils it for you like 300 days in advance. And you're like, but no. So don't check out the spoilers or anything like that. But check out Westworld. Check out. One thing I didn't mention that I did. I played VR last week.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Microsoft store in the mall that I work at or that we work at. And then I played a little VR demo that they have. It was really fucking cool.
What game did you play? I never asked you that.
So with this demo, they gave you access to three separate games. They gave you an experience game. They gave you a game where it's like a actual purpose to it, but there's nothing like really super fancy. It's nothing crazy. And they give you an action game. Mm-hmm. So I chose this simulation where you're kind of like busting out of an asteroid.
Okay.
Job simulator. Ooh. And space pirates. Job simulator was the best because the guy who was kind of like guiding me was like, hey man, you see that donut that's in the trash can? I was like, yeah. He goes, pick that up and eat it. I pick it up, I eat it. And then my player character starts vomiting all over his computer. I actually picked up one of those like smiley face, like stress balls, picked one up, put it in the copy machine, hit the copy button. A second one of those stress balls just came out of the copy machine, picked it up, started throwing it into cubicles. Little robot people pop up and go, hey, you shouldn't do that. And I went, fuck you, and threw a coffee mug at them. I then filled up a coffee mug with coffee, drank it, filled it up again, threw it at another guy.
I'd also like to point out that the reason your character starts to vomit profusely is because you didn't just eat a donut.
It has mold.
You ate a trash out of the donut. Garbage.
It has mold all over. It's in the garbage. And then I ate a fresh donut, and boy, was that delicious.
No vomit in there.
No vomit in me. Then the space pirate one, I felt like I was like cheating because I started being able to shoot everything super fast and easy and was just like blocking bullets and just killing everything really fast and easy.
Nice.
Yeah. Really cool. Check it out. All in all, about 15, 20 minutes. They got to turn it off and start it over again on me. But the weirdest shit was, it was just so there. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Having the goggles on and like having that there and just being in the space where I'm totally like immersed in the game was so fucking weird. Even though I knew it was in the middle of a mall and all these fucking people. I was like a animal at a goddamn zoo.
Right.
What's he doing, Harambe? Oh, he's playing with some weird ass goggles. I don't know.
That's one of them nerdy types.
No, I'm eating a moldy ass donut and throwing coffee mugs filled with coffee at robot people.
That's great.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah. So, short little VR story aside, have a good week.
Fuck you, everybody.
Yeah, fuck you, everybody. And fuck you.
Yep.
Thank you for being our friend.
Thank you for being there.
Bye.
What's the Kwanzaa hat called? I know it's a dashiki, but what's the Kwanzaa hat called?
Did you just say you know it's a dashiki?
No, I know the
Oh, the vestments are called a dashiki. Okay.
Yeah, the vestments are called a dashiki. I don't know what the hat's called.
Scott, you want to do me a favor?
Pick up your phone. Say,
we're giving you permission to
hey Siri. What's the Kwanzaa hat called? I actually want you to ask Siri because I want to know what her answer is.
Hey Siri, what's the Kwanzaa hat called?
Coming right up.
What? What?
It's called a Koofy.
And the Koofy.
K-U-F-I.
A Koofy. And the Koofy.
A Koofy.
That is what the quote Kwanzaa hat is called. Siri can't understand basic phrases, but it can understand my question of what the fuck's the Kwanzaa hat?
That's fantastic.
Hey, Siri, I know this is a random-ass question, but what the fuck you call a Kwanzaa?
Siri, I asked you yesterday what time it was, and you couldn't.
She heard me say her name, and then she was like, what do you want?
What's up?
What do you want?
I really hope the what the fuck's a Kwanzaa hat is at the end of the podcast.
I really hope it's like a trending topic, too.
I mean, I realize it can't be at the end of the podcast because it was partially segmented by work, but...
I mean, there's
that's okay.
There's
I can cut out the work tool. Part. Yeah,
there is a.
I'm really good at doing that. Except for parts when I say I'm going to do it.
I'll do that. You won't.
Sometimes
it's fine.
Except for that, like it's bet.
It makes
times.
Me laugh more when I hear you go, "Yeah, no, I'll cut that out." And I'm like, "But you didn't, because I just heard it."
You're a lying sack of crap. This is my voice for the remainder of the night.
That's cool.
It's going to be awful.
Oh, that's not the right password.
So it is still a male stego, but is also wild.
Whoa!
He's wild and white as fuck.
That's a fucking menu.
These are a lot of settings. Yeah, these are like specific settings.
Holy Would you say he's shit. A frat boy of sorts, Connor?
The stego?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Wild and white as fuck? It's either that or a sorority
wild,
chick.
Wild, white, stego. Plus, he calls himself a stego. That's like calling yourself a bro.
What up, bro?
Because you're shorting the word stegosaurus for stego, like you're shorting the word brother for bro.
For bitchosaurus.